TCR Diaries for September 20th, 2018. There's been an infuse of stink bugs. I see them at home. I see them in my truck. I see them at work. The dudes are everywhere. My cats won't even eat them. Seriously, this past summer I've been convinced they're trying to take over the world. I've never had one actually let loose with a stink though. They seem to be docile little critters, just meandering about town in their brown armor. However, the U.S. Department of Agriculture wants them out of the country for being an agricultural pest. I guess that's what happens when you're an invasive species. So last night I had this dream where I'm watching TV. Don't ask me what or which station because it's irrelevant. Then out of nowhere, my program was interrupted with a special broadcast. A dreamy doomsday broadcast. Panic in the streets, cars turned over, red tickers scrolling berserk at the bottom of the screen as pedestrians ran for their very lives. Beloved listeners, the first responders quickly determined the blame lay with the darn stink bugs. They collapsed a large portion of an apartment building in West Chicago after their hive nest ruptured the very foundation. Helicopter news footage of said apartment showed a scary scene similar to the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building aftermath in 1995. Luckily, no West Chicago residents were injured. But get this, the real mastermind behind both the American stink bug invasion and the consequential residential cave-in was the dude with the mannequins at the Wheaton All-Night Flea Market. Zirka was breeding the bugs in the basement, like James Gunn was with his moths in Silence of the Lambs. Do you see the parallels? I thought so. Please note, I have nothing against Zirko or his mannequins. This was just a dream. So then the news reporters were trying to get an interview with Zirko, figure out what his motives were, etc., etc. But he refused to talk since he was dressed up in his mannequin gear. He couldn't break character. And then the dream ended. How are you?